Our scripture reading today is Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand therefore and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me so that when I speak, a message will be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it bodily as I must speak. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
I thank our sister in Christ for sharing those words of truth that can be trusted. Would you please join with me in an attitude of prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, for your word. Thank you also for what it means to us. It is life. It is hope. Help us to sense and feel your presence here powerfully move in our lives. It's in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen. It was an early morning in Phoenix, and a certain pastor was driving. And it was rush hour, and I was just driving home after doing the midnight shift at a boys' group home, because I was doing that along, or this pastor, I should say, I'm sorry. Okay, it was me, all right, I'll just go ahead and reveal that. It was me. Driving home after doing a stint at the group home, and I was serving there and also part-time at my first church here in Arizona, and all of a sudden I sensed that lack of power that you feel when your transmission goes out. Now, don't cry for me, Argentina, or anybody else. Because I knew it was going, and yet I thought, well, I have a little bit more. Or I can push it just a little bit more. And let me tell you what, my friends, whenever it goes out on you, you're done. You're not going a little bit more. And I pulled off to the side of the road and had a very quick prayer and knew I asked for it. And so I got out and walked up over the hill and made some calls. A state trooper stopped at that point also and asked if I needed help, and I got it towed, and eventually the truck was fixed and I was able to drive it again. But that's not the point of the story, Neil's transmission going out. The point of the story is that this happens with us. All of a sudden, things come to a stop spiritually all the time. And in fact, the highway, if you will, of life is littered with Christians that have all of a sudden just stopped. And they can't go any further. That's it. They're stuck. One of the reasons that this happens is that as Christians, simply taking on that name of Christ, simply coming to church, is not enough. Because what we are engaged in here is a struggle, a cosmic struggle, if you will. As those who represent God in this world, we are engaged in a struggle against evil. And if you don't think that evil is real, look at the newspaper. Turn on the news. It's powerfully at work. The good news is that we don't need to be stalled on the side of the road. God, you see, has provided for us as God always provides for us, the things that we need to be able to be engaged in this struggle, in this battle, if you will. Here are some words that Charles Swindoll has offered, speaking about what happens when we don't equip ourselves. These Christians have depended on their own moral strength, ethical wisdom, high ideas, and personal commitment to justice and righteousness. And they have faced evil in a naked encounter without being clothed in the armor of God. And they have won some battles. They have escaped some temptations. They have overcome some sins they have labeled as ugly. They have exposed some social crimes, but ultimately they were found lacking, wearing down and out because they needed more. They needed Christ who stands and battles with us and for us at every onslaught of sin. When we do not equip ourselves, as Paul has suggested in the scripture passage, then indeed we will find ourselves stranded on the side of the road, seeking help, needing help desperately to continue. This is one of those passages that has almost become cartoonish because the image of the armor has been used again and again and again. Don't worry, I don't have a tinfoil shield back there or a helmet to put on to model for you. Don't worry. See, that's when I think it has become less than it could be. The passage today encourages us in the strongest language to be equipped for the work that God is calling us. It talks about armor, and armor is a defensive garment, if you will, something that protects us against an onslaught. There is an author that wrote the book Arms and Armor Throughout the Ages, and believe it or not, I'm not making it up, his first name is Helmet, okay? Talking about armor, his first name is Helmet. Some of the first people to ever wear armor was the Sumerians. And they lived in Mesopotamia, where Abraham came out of, Ur, the land of Ur. And they were the first people to wear helmets and heavy leather coats to protect them in battle. Those leather coats, if you will, were that first kind of protection that people wore. Now, let me ask you a question. Would you wear that kind of armor to a picnic in Yuma? Would you kind of put that on? Do you think that you would get some odd looks if you came in a heavy armored leather coat, possibly? Would you wear it to a family reunion or a party? Yeah. This armor, besides a costume party, thank you. Again, thank you to the front row for all the comments. I appreciate that. Thank you. You haven't said nothing yet. This is for a purpose. This is for the spiritual battle that we will be engaged in. It's something that we put on knowing that the enemy is going to come against us, that Satan is going to be working in our lives. The hope is that although he's going to be working in our lives, he's not ever going to win. Whenever we recognize that we are carrying God's banner into the fight, when we are the representatives of God's love in the world, we are the representatives of God's love in the world, then we will continue to prepare ourselves so that we can receive the challenges that are to come. Paul, it's interesting, this is one of those parts of the scripture passage that we can read over very quickly. He says, stand. He uses that imagery of standing. Stand, therefore, in verse 14. In other words, for us, we are standing up against evil in the world. We are standing up against the powers of darkness. For us, we are those who, whenever times seem the most bleak, whenever challenges seem to be coming one after another, we are the ones who step forward and say, there's hope. One of the events that has taken place in our country that people will always remember where they were at whenever it happened was 9/11. And I can remember being at Homestead Avenue United Methodist Church in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, and being up in the office whenever words started spreading, and we were amazed and stunned and not really sure what to do. And I can remember walking around the rest of that day just wondering what to do about it and knowing that there wasn't really anything that I could do there. Certainly, I helped out at the crash site in Shanksville, which was close by, but New York City, I wasn't going to be able to get there. But what could we do? And so as Christians did across the land, and actually around the world, we started prayer meetings that night at the church. Now, did that solve anything? No. But in the face of evil, we were standing against it. We were saying, this is not the final answer. God is going to be at work somehow, some way. Paul lists a number of items. Paul lists a number of items in this garment, if you will, a belt of truth, a breastplate of righteousness, foot protectors of peace, if you will, shield of faith, helmet of salvation, sword of the Spirit, which is the only offensive weapon in this whole garment. For us, God has provided these things. We simply need to receive them. You know, knights of old, I'm talking about in medieval times, always had somebody to dress them, to prepare them. I mean, they were putting on some heavy-duty kind of armor. This armor is different. It's nothing like that. It's a different whole style that Paul is talking about. But nonetheless, God is clothing us. God is actually putting these things on us. A belt of truth. Truth holds everything together. And the Roman legions, their belt, whenever they put it around them, it was something that actually tied everything together. They depended on it to hold the garment together, to really hold all the other protection in place. And truth, you see, is one of the places where we start, isn't it? If we're not truthful with ourselves and with one another, then everything else is going to start falling apart quickly. The breastplate of righteousness, keeping us in good relationship with God and in relationship with one another. Encouraging that, developing that flow of God's Holy Spirit. Foot protectors of peace. Have you gotten to that time in your life when you care less about style in your footwear, more about comfort? Anybody? Just, yeah, not yet. Okay, some of you are getting there. Yeah. The Roman army, they say, one of the keys to their success was that they were equipped the best on their feet. Okay? They were equipped to be able to march the furthest and continue because they were protected there. And at their very foundation, they were the strongest. Shield of faith. Having faith. As those challenges from the evil one come against us, come slamming against us, it's good to be able to have that shield of faith. Our faith in God, knowing that God is not ever going to abandon us. No, we are more than conquerors through Christ. In Romans, the end of chapter 8, Paul writes to another church saying that although all of these different challenges can come our way, we are more than conquerors. And yet, you might not feel like a conqueror whenever you have that shield of faith up and it's just slamming against you over and over and over again. You might not feel like a conqueror, but you know what? Whenever you are taking those challenges from the evil one, whenever those slings and arrows are coming against you and you still stand firm as a representative of God's love, then you are more than a conqueror. The helmet of salvation protecting us, our salvation, our saving relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Right up here, remembering that, remembering whose we are, who we belong to, who our namesake is, remembering that. And the sword of the Spirit of the Word of God, being able to take that out. That's the offensive thing. That's the thing that we take out into the world, sharing again and again and again. Friends, there is another way. When was the last time that you talked to somebody who was not a believer? Just think about it. When was the last time that you talked to somebody who did not have that saving relationship with God through Christ? Did you pull from the Word of God? Yeah. In one way or another, you did. Maybe you didn't quote scripture after scripture, verse after verse, but you pulled from it in how you encountered them and how you shared God's love and how you encouraged them. That, my friends, is a gift of God as well. One more point. There was a book out written by Frank Peretti years ago. It was a novel. Take it for that. It's a novel. But the title was taken from that verse that kind of gets lost in all of this. We talk about all of the armor, okay? And this verse gets lost, verse 12, right at the bottom of the page, and then onto the next page. The title of this book was taken from that. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness. The title was This Present Darkness. It's a wonderful book, a novel, and it speaks about spiritual warfare that's taking place in this small Midwestern town. You know, that warfare takes place in places that we would never expect it, does it? And in fact, it's going on right now. Certainly there are days when we're on a roll, when things are going right, we're feeling blessed. You might even know some bald knucklehead who, whenever you ask him, he always says, "I'm blessed," whenever you ask him how he is. Well, I don't say that simply because things are going well. I say that because I know God is in control. And so for the days when things aren't going well, and when things are collapsing around us, and we do feel like we're just holding that shield, all of our might, and things just keep slamming again and again and again into us, for us, in that spiritual warfare, God is still going to be present. And nothing can separate us as we're holding that shield right there, as we have on that armor that he has provided. Nothing is going to be able to separate us from God's power filling us right then and right there. I want to encourage you folks, because this is an ongoing battle. This is an ongoing struggle. But we're on the winning side. The cross reminds us of that. We are on the side that has won. The struggles will continue. Hits will be taken. Hurt, brokenness is part of it as well. But indeed, God and how he flows into us and sustains us cannot be stopped. Maybe you're in the midst of a struggle right now this morning. As we come into our time of discipleship, I invite you to take a few moments just to be able to think about these things that God is offering to you. Praying in the Spirit is another part of being equipped as well. In other words, after God has given us these items of armor, of protection, and also given us his word to take out into the word, we need to pray to then prepare to use it well for God's glory. So in these next few moments of discipleship, I just ask you to simply open yourself to God and simply say, clothe me, God, prepare me for what you have lying ahead. Prepare me for the challenges. Prepare me to share your love. God is at work. Receive that grace. Receive his touch right now.